Hi, I'm Ridwan Bassadine, and I'm here with Wally Mead, and we're going to be talking about Configuration Manager. So Wally, it's been almost a year since Configuration Management has been released, and we've seen a lot of activity, a lot of interest. So what's Configuration Manager all about?
Well, hi Ridwan, great to be here with you. And you're right, it was about August of last year that we released Configuration Manager. It's a next major upgrade of SMS from SMS 2003. The primary feature areas that we've spent time investing in are simplicity. We tried to make the product easier for our customers to use. The administrator console had some cumbersome issues with it in SMS 2003. We tried to make it easier with home pages that you could find status of your environment, for example, software distribution. If I'm administrator of software distribution, I send out an advertisement overnight. In the old days, you had to run a report to find out what your status was. Now I click the software distribution node in the admin console, and I get a table of charts and statistics, as well as a pie chart or bar chart showing me the statistics of my advertisement status.
Great. So
it's very easy.
Awesome.
It's very easy for the administrator to find that and know where they have to concentrate their efforts. Find the advertisement, have some red on them, which indicates a failure. We also have a lot more wizards in the homepage. Or in the console to make it easier for users to do their work. We spent time in security, trying to make not only the product itself more secure, but allowing administrators to use the product to make their environments more secure. For example, in SMS 2003, you use ITMU, or the inventory tool for Microsoft Updates, for patching. And that's got a limited subset of updates that it can deploy. Security updates, update rollups, and service packs. Well, with Configuration Manager, we integrate with WSUS. So we get all the content that WSUS has. So now you can rely on your systems management technology to provide software updates to your entire organization, keeping you more secure. We also integrate with the Windows NAPS environment. So you can utilize Configuration Manager and Windows Server 2008 to restrict clients from accessing your corporate network that haven't met your security policies. And lastly, we also integrate with internet-based clients. In SMS 2003, as you know, computers had to be on your corporate network through VPN or RAS or wireless or Ethernet in order to be managed. Now we can manage those systems, employees' home computers, laptops that are traveling like mine. We can manage them over the internet and still maintain security updates, distribute software, do all the normal functionality for them. So that's great technology for our end users as well. The third area we invested in was operating system deployment. Trying to make Configuration Manager the tool that administrators would use to deploy Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008. And we have some great technologies for that. First off, what people used to know as the OS Deployment Feature Pack from SMS 2003 is now built into the product. So it's integrated in the core product, so it's got a home page, just like Software Distribution or Software Update does. It has some nice enhancements to it. For example, I can do deployment of OS images through software distribution, as you would know today from SMS 2003. But I can also deploy images in a Pixie boot environment. So I can take a bare metal box, put it on my network, let it network boot, and it can get an image from Configuration Manager, WinPE, as well as whatever the OS image is. We can also deploy in offline scenarios where my computer doesn't have any network connectivity at all. You can take your environment and burn it to a set of DVDs, deploy those DVDs manually. Somebody walks over to the box, boots up off DVD, it'll boot up WinPE, install the OS image, install your applications, and so on. So great ways of getting OS images deployed. And one cool thing about this is that we use task sequencing, which people know from other technologies, BDD, for example. And we have that as a scripting type technology for command interfaces, actions that you want to perform prior to deploying the image, while deploying the image, and after the image is deployed.
Right.
So great technology. And the last area we invested in Configuration Manager is Desire Configuration Management. The ability for you, an administrator, to monitor compliance of your environment. Checking to see, do my systems meet their security updates? Have they applied the appropriate updates? Do they have all the required applications installed and configured properly? Do they have any forbidden applications installed that I need to know about? Do they have my corporate registry values set the way I need them to be set? You can configure all those with Desire Configuration Management. And in the homepage, you'll see a nice snapshot of what your compliance level is. You find something's out of compliance, you can drill into the reports and find out who's out of compliance and why.
Cool, awesome, great. So recently we had a service pack on SCCM. What was that about?
Okay, right. We just released Service Pack 1 about 2 months ago now at the end of May. And the key areas of Service Pack 1, of course, it's a service pack, so it's hotfix rollups. There are a couple dozen hotfixes and DCRs from customers that we include in the product. But as far as feature level additions, we added support for Windows Server 2008. The RTM version of Configuration Manager could use Windows Server 2008 as a client, but not as a site system.
So we I can actually use 2008 and install SCCM on it.
Correct. Right. You can now have a clean 2008 environment and install Configuration Manager Service Pack 1 on top of it, okay. Site Server, SQL Server, all the site roles.
Right.
So that was a big key for us. Vista SP1 support for OSD to capture and deploy Windows Vista SP1 as well as Windows Server 2008. The second area was in a new feature of upgrade to the Asset Intelligence feature. So Asset Intelligence was included in the RTM, but it was kind of hidden. It happened in the background if you turned it on, no admin exposure to it other than a few reports. Now we have a homepage for Asset Intelligence where you can see how many applications are in the catalog, how many you've inventoried in your environment, how many have matched what our catalog says, how many are unidentified, how many you want Microsoft to go ahead and identify for you. You have the ability of integrating with System Center Online. So it's an online service that would allow you to periodically go up to the System Center Online on the network, download new catalogs to your environment instead of waiting for us to publish one through a service pack, for example.
Oh, great. So that'll continuously update the catalog of asset inventory that I have and that I'm busy detecting inside of my environment.
Absolutely. You can schedule it on a weekly basis if you want to go see if there's anything new, or you can force it anytime you want.
Right.
Additionally, with the System Center Online is, if you're in your environment, you find applications that are inventoried that we don't have in our catalog, you can flag those applications to be sent to System Center Online so that Microsoft researchers will then try and identify that application for you, say this application belongs in this category, this family, and then publish that so you can then download that and have those applications
That's
categorized
cool.
for you.
Okay.
You can also go in there and make your own customizations. So if you have an in-house app that you don't want Microsoft to know about, you can go ahead and create your own categories and families and customize it so that it won't show up as unidentified or uncategorized in your display, in your reports, but instead how you want them to be.
Great.
You can also integrate with Microsoft licensing, so if you're a volume license customer, you can import your licensing statement from Microsoft and then compare it with your inventory totals to see if you're over-licensed or under-licensed for your applications.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so very cool. And the last area that we added improvements in Service Pack 1 is integration with Intel vPro technology. So the AMT technology, so I can use this out-of-band service technology to get to my clients or my systems that are actually powered off, and I can get some inventory data from them, I can power them on, I can update their BIOS, I can configure things as necessary, and then shut them back down automatically.
Less visits to the desktop then.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So, we talk about Configuration Manager, RTM, SP1, what's next?
So next on the horizon is our R2 release. Our R2 release actually is very close. We're in the release candidate testing phase of R2. So we're very, very close. We expect to release R2 probably the end of this month of August 2008. R2 features a couple things to be aware of. It's not a new version of Configuration Manager. So you don't have to upgrade your site. You don't have to upgrade your clients like you did with SP1. R2 actually requires SP1 environment. So you'll be at SP1 site, SP1 clients. You can take advantage of the R2 features. So the five areas that R2 provides to you are, first, application virtualization management. So integration with what we used to call SoftGrid. SoftGrid 4.5 is now application virtualization management. So the ability of managing your virtual applications just like you manage physical applications. Create a package of my sequenced application. I advertise out to clients. I designate whether they're going to be streamed or download before execute. Clients will go ahead and interact with that. We publish the application to standard distribution points. So the same box that's handling your physical apps will handle your virtual apps. So no separate SoftGrid application server now. Clients will go ahead and download before execute to the content to the local cache if I'm at like laptop scenario or I'm not highly connected. And then when I launch the application from the desktop, it'll stream basically from my local cache to my SoftGrid cache.
Wow.
If I'm highly connected desktop, then I don't do a download before execute. I just launch the icon from the desktop. It streams from our distribution point.
Awesome.
So very cool technology, basically again treating virtual apps like physical apps.
Yeah. Very good.
The second area is integration with SQL reporting services. So as you know, Configuration Manager uses the same reporting technology as SMS 2003, what we used to call web reporting.
Yeah.
We're now calling it the classic reporting solution. You have to use SQL technology and SQL commands to create new reports, so it's a little bit cumbersome for some administrators. Now, with R2 release, you can set up a SQL reporting point, so SRS installed, and you can make that a reporting services point for Configuration Manager. That will allow you to use SRS reporting to run all your Configuration Manager reports.
Will I lose my web reports?
No, you'll be able to run those reports side by side, so you still maintain the classic reporting solution and have additional to you the SRS reporting.
Right.
There'll be a wizard that will allow you to pick and choose which classic reports you want to migrate over to your SRS reports. So you may have some reports you only want to keep in the classic reporting solution, other reports you want to migrate over, or you can migrate all your reports that you want. And because it's SRS, it's very easy to design new reports. The third area is integration with the old tool we used to call the client health monitoring tool. So that was an SMS 2003 tool that you could have installed, and it had a separate database, a separate service that would go out there and monitor clients to see who's not responding to your site in a specific period of time. And then generate a report saying, hey, it looks like these clients are out of date. And go check the health on them.
Yeah.
And it would go ping the client, see if they're online, and check to see if the service is running, et cetera. We've now integrated that into the R2 product, so it's a common database that will look at the and store its data in our standard Configuration Manager database and just do the monitoring from there. It's got a half dozen reports that come with it. You could migrate over to SQL Reporting Services as well.
Great, yeah.
The next area is integration with Forefront Client Security. So the ability of having a desired configuration management or DCM configuration pack that would go and look at your clients to validate that Forefront Client Security is installed properly and running successfully. So it doesn't do any deployment of updates or signatures or anything, it's just monitoring the agent itself, making sure it's installed properly. So application virtualization management, SQL reporting services integration, client health status reporting, Forefront Client Security, and the last area is a couple of improvements in OSD. In the OSD area, we're now adding full unknown computer support. Today in the RTM version, if I have a bare metal box that I want to deploy an image to through Configuration Manager, I have to physically add its MAC address or SMBIOS GUI to our database, making it a known computer.
Yeah.
We don't have unknown computer support. In the R2 release, we do have true unknown computer support. So I can take a box, Configuration Manager knows nothing about it.
Or anything like that,
Nothing you have to do, you power it on, and if it's not already in the database, we'll accept it anyway, and we'll take whatever task sequence has been advertised at unknown box, and we'll go ahead and deploy it.
Great.
And the last area for OSD is the ability of running task sequence commands under a user context.
Okay.
One of the problems with task sequences, they always run under local system context, which some applications like SQL Server don't allow you to install under. So now you can run a task sequence command line under a specific user context so you can support installing SQL Server or other applications.
Awesome, great. Well, thanks for that update on System Center Configuration Manager, and thank you for your insight. Any tips for the guys out there wanting to deploy Configuration Manager just in general?
The best thing to do is to look at the online product documentation. So go to the Tech Center site for System Center Configuration Manager. The online docs have already been updated for SP1 and R2 already.
Great.
So all the current information's up there. We also have a number of webcasts that have been done. They're available for downloading and viewing on demand. We have about a dozen virtual hands-on labs. So if people want to try it out or try specific scenarios in a virtual environment without affecting their lab or their production environment, they can do that from the TechNet virtual hands-on lab site as well. So just look at the resources that are available. We also have TechNet forums where we monitor those to answer questions that end users might have on the product. So great support from Microsoft for you to get yourselves ready to roll with the product.
Well, thank you, Wally, for sharing your insight with us.